Chapter 4 In Fiesole. It was Phaeton who took them to Fiesole, Mr. Beebe decided. Their young Italian driver was full of fire, and he brought Persephone with him, a girl who was also young and beautiful.
"She is my sister," Phaeton explained.
But he put his arm round her as he drove and whispered into her ear. Mr. Eager had his back to them and was talking to Lucy. Next to them sat old Mr. Emerson and Miss Lavish. In the other carriage sat George Emerson, Miss Bartlett and Mr. Beebe. Yesterday, at the Torre del Gallo, Mr. Beebe invited the Emersons and Miss Lavish on their journey to Fiesole without telling Mr. Eager, who was very unhappy about these new guests. Lucy, looking beautiful in white, sat straight and nervous. She decided that bringing George Emerson here was God's work. She understood yesterday by the river that he wanted to stay close to her, but she said no. This was not because she did not like him, but because she did not know what happened at the Piazza Signoria, and she thought that he did. As Mr. Eager talked, Lucy watched the driver turn and kiss Persephone. She suddenly felt jealous that the two young Italians were the only people enjoying the journey. Mr. Eager also saw the kiss from the corner of his eye and began shouting at the two young people. The next moment, the carriage came to a stop.
"Don't! They are happy," said Mr. Emerson. "We are driven by lovers. A king would be jealous."
But the girl was told to get down from the carriage. They drove on until Mr. Eager lifted his hand to stop, and they all got out. The group began to walk along a road with trees on each side. Lucy walked with Miss Bartlett and Miss Lavish. The Emersons walked on ahead with Phaeton, and the two clergymen stayed together.
"George Emerson works on the railway," said Miss Lavish. "What a terrible job."
"Be quiet, Eleanor, or the Emersons will hear," said Miss Bartlett. "And Miss Honeychurch is listening. Lucy, please leave us. We want to talk about things that are not right for a young girl to hear."
At first, Lucy argued. As her time in Florence neared its end, she only felt comfortable with people she did not care much about. She did not care much about Miss Bartlett, so she wanted to stay with her. But as the two ladies put their two small blankets down on the wet grass, it was clear what she needed to do. She went to look for Mr. Beebe. She found the Italian driver standing by the carriages and asked for the clergyman. The driver took her into the trees, stopping only once to pick her some beautiful blue violets. Then he moved his arm in a big circle, meaning, "Do you want to see lots of these?" She smiled and followed him as he took her out of the trees to a field with a wonderful view of Florence. Then he turned and said,
"Eccolo, be brave and love."
She did not answer. Violets filled the field, making it a sea of blue. And in their middle stood George Emerson. George turned at the sound of the driver's voice. For a moment, he watched Lucy coming towards him, seeing her happy face and the flowers she held against her white dress. He stepped forward quickly and kissed her. Before she could speak,
Before she could feel, a voice called, "Lucy! Lucy! Lucy!" She turned to see Miss Bartlett, brown against the view. That night, a storm came and heavy rain fell as Miss Bartlett stood in her bedroom and brushed Lucy's hair.
"So, what will you do?" she asked Lucy.
Lucy was not ready for the question. She did not know that she needed to do anything.
"I don't understand," she said.
"How are you going to stop him talking about it?"
"I don't think that he will talk about it.
I, too, want to think of him kindly. But I have met men like him before. They cannot keep their mouths shut about their adventures."
"Adventures?" said Lucy.
"My poor girl, do you think that this was his first? I will not call him bad, but he is not from a good class and does not know good manners."
She was silent for a moment. Then she continued,
"It will not be easy to catch the morning train to Rome, but we must try."
Lucy stood up and walked away to the window.
"What train?"
"The 8 o'clock train to Rome."
"The Signora will not be happy."
"I know. However, we shall be much more comfortable at the Vices Hotel."
They began to pack their clothes to save time in the morning. Then Lucy, feeling the need for love, went into Miss Bartlett's room and put her arms round her cousin. Miss Bartlett held her.
"I'm sorry, Lucy," she said. "How will you ever forgive me?"
Lucy stepped back. "What do you mean?"
"I will never be able to speak to your mother again after this terrible day."
"Why does Mother need to know about it?"
"But you tell her everything."
Lucy shook her head.
"Not if it makes her angry with you. I promise that I won't. I'll never speak of it to her or anyone."
This promise brought the conversation to an end. Miss Bartlett kissed her and sent her to her room. The doorbell rang, and Lucy moved quickly to the shutters to see George standing in the wet below. But although he looked up, he did not see her. Lucy knew that he had to pass her room to get to his, and thought about going out to tell him about Rome. But before she could do this, Miss Bartlett opened her own door and said,
"I would like to speak to you, Mr. Emerson. Downstairs, please."
Soon their footsteps returned, and Miss Bartlett said,
"Good night, Mr. Emerson."
His heavy breathing was the only reply. In the morning, Lucy and Miss Bartlett left for Rome.